You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The Fresno Art Museum has a new executive director. Michelle Ellis Pracy became the executive director in March. She joins us now on the program. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
Michelle, you come to the Fresno Art Museum with experience from a variety of institutions, most recently in Ojai, leading a center there. The Fresno Art Museum is a very vital force in our community, and I want to talk about some of the plans that you have for the institution. But before we do that, tell us a little more about yourself.
Well, I've been a museum professional and a very active member of the art world in California for 30 years. And the last five of which I spent in Ojai, I was the director of their museum. They also have just one museum. And it was a small cultural historical society, and they wanted to become accredited. So I really took it from that place to a position where they could be accredited if they applied. So it was from A to Z, and the work was finished, and I was ready to come home to a bigger city and a much larger museum.
So that kind of leads me into my next question. Why Fresno? What did you find particularly compelling about the Fresno Art Museum?
Well, I'm really a Northern California curator and expert in this neck of the woods more so than Los Angeles. And Ojai was north of LA by about 70 miles. So I felt this was bringing me closer to the Bay Area again. It has a great reputation. I do my research. And the job description was, I felt, a really good fit for me. And if that were the case, then I'd hoped the board would find me a very good fit for them. And all of my experience over 30 years could culminate here over 10 years. And it could be a great marriage for the institution, the city, and my own expertise.
Oftentimes when a new leader comes into an organization, they look at the strengths and weaknesses of the organization, the challenges they face, the assets that they have. How would you evaluate both of those for the Art Museum right now?
Well, the Fresno Art Museum has been without an executive director for a year, and that's about the longest you can be without one and still keep the ship on track and righted. And I think they put their hiring process and search process together in the right amount of time to somebody to come into the position in March. And the museum is solvent, and they have a great, great staff. They're all museum professionals. They've been with the museum for a good long time. The board of trustees and the current staff did a beautiful job. It's very solid. Any nonprofit institution always needs to be more secure financially. And one of the things I'm hoping to be bringing to the museum are some directions for solidifying finances, ways of making money, bringing in money. My outreach to the community is in tandem with the museums. So now that I'm here, I think we'll be a force. And I believe in the museum being a part of the fabric of the cultural community. So I want to interface on behalf of the museum with our Philharmonic, with our other arts organizations, with our exhibition spaces, with the galleries, with the education department. And museums are doing that already, but we'll just make it a stronger fabric.
There's a lot of discussion nationally about the role of cultural institutions, specifically museums, art museums included. You have the big institutions that seemingly have almost endless resources at their disposal. If you look at the plans right now for the expansion of the L.A. County Museum of Art, the new Broad Museum that's going up in L.A., and of course, San Francisco MoMA's expansion. Challenges that smaller institutions face in smaller communities are a little bit different. How do you see that coming from an institution of a similar size in a smaller community in Ojai? What are the challenges of an institution of this size in this community in general?
Well, my approach to either capital campaigns and expanding or solidifying our position and making it more secure, we could always be a museum with a higher budget. But to have that higher budget projected, we need to have the funds to support that higher budget. And all museums have the same challenge, whether I'm a multimillion-dollar institution or one that's around $1 million or less. And my goal would be to be worthy of investment. And that's one way to approach funders that makes them realize they're investing in the culture of the community, no matter how big or small it is, New York City, Fresno, or Ojai, California. The funders are investing in the cultural worthiness of this institution. So I never ask for anything in desperation, even if it might be desperate. It isn't, but even if it were, that would not be my approach. My approach is invest in us, and we need to be worthy of that investment. So it's a balance of those two things.
The museum over the last, I would say, 8 years or so has had some challenges, not only with the financial situation, with the financial crisis, but also with its facility in the city of Fresno. How is that, in your view, moving forward and that relationship and this current situation with the facility, which is in some cases rather old? How would you describe that situation right now?
Well, one of the reasons why the Fresno Art Museum attracted me was because it had a lease with its city. The city owns the building and they lease it for $1 a year, which is exactly my situation in Ojai. And I successfully went to the city and procured funds for the museum, which had not been procured for years. And I also worked with the Public Works Department to give in kind at a large amount of money to work on the facility. So I want to do that here as well. But this is my 10th day on the job. So in my actual briefcase tonight, I'm taking home the lease. So it's a very timely question because it's one of the things I really want to work towards is to redefine our relationship with the city of Fresno. And I know that we are probably not in the budget for the city for certain things I'd like to see happen for this year that's coming up, but I will definitely be in it for the next fiscal year. And I know how to make the ask, and I know how to cultivate an investment in this museum. So I'm working on it. How about that? It's a major focus for me, and I really believe it will be a successful, healthy relationship for the building. We're responsible for the insides. We take good care of the insides to the best of our ability. And now it's the grounds and upkeep and just the awareness that we do belong to the city of Fresno.
What do you want to have that person who goes to the museum come away with in terms of that experience that they have? And what is your vision for the role, the importance of the museum moving forward?
Well, as I told my interview committee and the full board, I believe museums are a place of wonder, and that whatever we place in our galleries, on the walls or on the floor, that person who visits us needs to be enthralled. They need to be educated about what they're looking at. They need to be enriched, and they need to leave very pleased that they actually came through our doors and explored our institution. And with the children, we have a focus. You know, we know what they can absorb. We know what they need to leave with. But with grown-ups, it's a whole different ballgame. And right now, the presentations are impeccable. The artwork we have on our walls is stupendous. The spaces are gorgeous. I mean, it's a gorgeous museum. And the people who greet them and welcome people to the museum have done it for years. They're gracious. They know what they're talking about. So I'm happy with that. I think we're going to do more with local artists. And I'm working with Christina, who is the associate curator at the museum, and she's impeccable. And we're just going to develop a curatorial team between she and myself. It'll evolve, but we're very excited about the evolution.
We're looking forward to seeing that evolution.
Thank you.
Again, you can see the current exhibits on display at the Art Museum, the photography of Matt Black, who we had on our program just a few weeks ago, and also the new exhibit that showcases Armenian art in conjunction with the remembrance of the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, and other exhibits as well. The museum's new executive director, Michelle Ellis-Pracy, joining us today on Valley Edition. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.